I myself became aware of amyloidosis when Rosalind Callaghan, originally from Burt, contacted me around the whole amyloidosis. Now, Donald, I was shocked to discover the number of people who actually had amyloidosis just a few miles down the road from me. And in fact, Rosalind, through all her work as well, the variant that's predominant in Donegal is now actually called the Donegal Amy. And we go back in the history, really, it nearly all stems from Donegal and West Donegal and that. But it's a very, very serious disease. And we started work to get initially patisiran for the amyloidosis patients. But we were delighted to hear the announcement yesterday. Before, when we got the patisiran approved, Donal, the patients had to go to hospital to have their infusion administered every 3 weeks in hospital. Now, with the rollout and the announcement of the drug, the new one being approved, what that actually means is that the patients will now be able to receive the injection in their home every 12 weeks. They may initially have to go to the hospital, you know, to get started on it, but a nurse will come to their home every 12 weeks and will be able to inject them. And that process will take approximately an hour instead of the 3 or 4 hours that, you know, the infusion took before in hospital. And there's less side effects, and it will definitely improve the quality of life for the amyloidosis patients. In terms of looking at patients' life, one of the things as well, Donal, we need to raise awareness of amyloidosis, because as I said back in 2010, I was shocked to discover how prevalent this really terrible disease was close to me. And we need to be talking about it. We need to keep the pressure on. But I have to say, it's really good news, because even for us in DACC back on the 10th of May, we had been pursuing, you know, the rollout of it. And at that time, we were delighted that Colm Henry's office had told us that they didn't have a timeline for going live, but that the process was well underway. So yesterday's announcement was excellent news, and we're delighted, but we must keep the pressure on. We must ensure that patients who have it in the family or whatever actually go for genetic testing, raising awareness. It's a good news story. It's a gene silencer, and it will definitely improve the quality of life that the amyloidosis patients have.
And this shows the importance of campaigning. People like Rosalind, who, as you said, have kept the pressure up all through the years, DACC and your own members too. It does show that persistent campaigning in this regard eventually pays dividends.
Yes, Donal. I have to say, one of the things, I suppose, initially when Rosalind had contacted me, I actually read up then at that time, because we had the whole thing around drugs and medicines and how much money was being spent on it. And it was actually very scary that the patients with such a serious life-limiting disease weren't having access to the treatments that were already available in the 6 counties in Northern Ireland. Because we actually asked that question at that time, could the patients in Donegal not go into the north and access their patisiran? But it's important that we read the documents. We're able to pick out the key lines that, you know, actually tie into the needs of the patients here in Donegal, and be able to throw that back to our government and the Department of Health and all those people who are involved in the HSE